All right, well, first of all, I want to say on behalf of the football team, you know, it's an honor to be playing in this game for the AFC Championship. It's been a lot of hard work all year by our staff and our players, by our football team to get to this position. And it'll be a great challenge for us Sunday going into Denver, playing the top-ranked team in the AFC. They've had a terrific year from the opening game against Baltimore all the way through the season. They've been a strong football team. They showed it again last week against San Diego. Offense, defense, special teams, they made big plays in all those areas. They're a well-balanced team, got a good level of experience, they're well-coached, and they've been a good football team all year. So I have a lot of respect for that entire organization, for John, his staff, and the players on that team. So, you know, we need to have a good week. We need to play our best football out there Sunday. I think this team understands that, and that's what we're going to work toward all week. I think that, again, it's been a long, tough road to get to this point. We faced a lot of great competition along the way, and, you know, now we're playing the top-ranked team in the AFC. So looking forward to the matchup. Know it's going to be a challenge, but we're looking forward to it.
Bill, I know the injury report will come out later today.
Correct, McGill. Yes, we'll talk about that when it comes out.
Okay, no sneak previews?
No, we're not going through it play by player. I'm not doing that.
Okay, follow-up.
I know we'd love that, but I'm not doing that.
Not even a follow-up. It changes gears. Champ Bailey and Sean Phillips are two players who have been in the league for a long time. A lot of attention is paid to players who've been in search of that Super Bowl ring or the appearance in the Super Bowl. What's your appraisal of these two players who've been around for so long? What do they bring to Denver specifically?
Champ's pretty close to the face of that franchise, has been for the last decade. Great player, great ball skills, tremendous consistency. You know, I think Champ's one of the players that makes him so special is he can just match up against anybody. Put him on big receivers, put him on tight ends, put him on little fast guys, put him on anybody you want. And, you know, he's always been able to cover the top players. Excellent run force player, good tackler, tough, very instinctive. You know, spent great football players, had a great career. And, you know, Sean's been, you know, an excellent in the 34 defense out of San Diego. Most of the time he played, you know, outside linebacker and then defensive end in their sub defenses. But, you know, physical player on the edge, good pass rusher. Again, very instinctive guy, does a good job of recognizing things, taking advantage of, you know, offensive mistakes or, you know, getting the anticipation of plays that are coming based on his experience and his understanding. You know, had both players in a Pro Bowl and good to work with, solid guys. I'm sure they bring a lot to their team.
Next question, Ben Vol.
Bill, left side here. It was only late November when you faced this team. As you prepare this week, how much do you think you can take away from that first matchup in Week 12, or do you see two pretty different teams at this point?
Well, I think we're going to see a different game. I don't know about two different teams, so we're going to see a different game. And I think the matchups, we got some players that are playing in this game, didn't play in that game, and so do they. So, you know, we'll just have to see how it all plays out. But the guys that we have and, you know, what we have, we're going to do our best to be ready to go and match up with them. And there's some new faces out there as well. So we'll just have to see how that unfolds. But, you know, it's just like any time you play a team twice, I think you look at what happened, but, you know, you got to erase the board and start all over again.
Bill, how does your relationship with Tom and your familiarity with each other help you in a game of this magnitude?
I don't really look at this game any different than a lot of the other games. I mean, I meet with Tom on a regular basis, meet with the quarterbacks on a regular basis, weekly, all year long. So we'll do the same thing this week that we've done every other week.
Can I just follow up that real quick? But just in terms of you guys know each other so well, when's the last time Tom Brady surprised you?
Morning.
How did he surprise you, Bill?
We'll keep that between Tom and I.
All right.
Byron Barnett.
Coach, the fans are really excited about LeGarrette Blount. His jerseys are just sold out right after the last game. Could you talk a little bit about the impact that he's had here at the end of the season and what that's allowed you to do? And one other follow-up, have you ever had any trouble figuring out how to pronounce his name at the beginning?
That's why we go LG. Make it easy there. You know, LeGarrette's given us good football all year long. He really has. And certainly he's had some outstanding games recently, but, you know, he's been a solid player for us all the way through. You know, go back to the Atlanta game, and it was a big game for us on the road. You know, he did a great job in that game, gave us an explosive play that we really needed to win. So I think everybody has a lot of confidence in him. He's done a good job in the passing game. You know, he's caught a couple, you know, check downs, screen passes, stuff like that. You know, and obviously the kickoff returns have been big for us, were big for us in the Buffalo game. But he's run the ball well. He's got a great skill set, good vision, good size, good quickness, good speed. He's a hard guy to tackle. So, you know, but I think he's been solid. He's been a solid player for us all year long. And all of our backs, you know, Brandon played a lot in this game, in the first game. Shane's given us a lot of good plays. Steven's given us a lot of good plays. LeGarrette's given us a lot of good plays. So, you know, feel like we have good depth at that position. All those guys have contributed. Whichever guy's in the game, we have a lot of confidence in.
Bill, we know how much Peyton has done at the line over his career. As this group and this coaching staff, as they play together even more, how much more do you see of them doing that, being comfortable in doing that? It seemed like they did a ton of it last weekend.
Well, I don't know. You have to ask them. I mean, I don't really know. I don't get the sense that, like, they change every play, if that's what you're referring to. I think if they have a play called and they get a bad look, that they get to something better. That's what I think they do. So how many times does that come up? I don't know. When it comes up, then they do something about it. I don't see them run a lot of bad plays into plays that, you know, just have no chance. But I don't think they go up to the line and call a different play, you know, four or five times every play. I mean, I just don't see that, but you have to ask them.
A little different question here. I know in the red zone we talk, I know the passing game changes. Obviously you have a back boundary to work against, but when you're in the red zone, does the running game change at all in how you guys can call plays, what plays you're more likely to call?
Well, I think it changes a lot from the standpoint that the defensive backs really become linebackers, especially as you get, obviously, you know, it's different when it's on the 5 and it's on the 20. But, you know, when the ball's down there inside the 10 or certainly inside the 5-yard line, those safeties are linebackers. So you're not really blocking linebackers anymore. You're blocking spots, and somebody's got to get them or you got to run over them. That's all, you know, it's as simple as that. So I think your running game down there involves a lot more in terms of your receivers blocking run force or formationing to get the run force out of the way, or having free guys. You know, you don't mind having a free safety as the unblocked guy in a running play, and you get through the line of scrimmage and, you know, he tackles you and you gain 10, 12, 15 yards, whatever it is. Down there on the goal line, it's a different story. Those guys can make the play at or behind the line of scrimmage, especially if the play, you know, isn't a quick-hitting direct play. So you got to account for them. And defensively, that gives you a lot more opportunity to stunt, pinch guys inside because you have extra force players, so forth. They're a lot closer to the line of scrimmage. So I think it changes the running game quite a bit. I really do.
So when you see a team that's as disciplined at the line of scrimmage as San Diego is, commit 5 neutral zone penalties, what do you tell your guys about the line between being aggressive and not getting free?
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, I think, you know, you got to give a lot of credit to Denver on that. Manning, they did a great job with the snap count. You know, they do a good job mixing it up anyway, but they, you know, they certainly did a good job of doing some of the things that they had done maybe all year long or certainly for a number of weeks and putting a variation to them, and you know, it was very effective. So, and you're right, San Diego's a good football team. They played them twice already this year. They have a very good understanding of what they're doing, and they got them. So, you know, we've got to be really disciplined, really alert. That's always been a big part of Peyton's game, is controlling the defensive front, however he does it, with the fake cadence, double cadence, hard counts, so forth. So we got to do a great job, be disciplined there. But nobody does it better than them, and that'll be a big challenge for us to, A, not show what we're doing, and B, you know, be aggressive but not be offsides.
Is there
Mel, just curious your thoughts on playing your first road playoff game since 2007.
We played eight games on the road every year, so.
Well, I mean, you guys were 4-4 this year on the road.
I think if we play well, we'll have a good chance to win. If we don't play well, then I don't think we'll have a good chance to win. But I think it's like that every Sunday, home or away.
Gary and Howard.
Bill, can you just talk about what you and Tom have accomplished together, one of the longest running coach quarterback combinations in NFL history, and what he's meant to your career?
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate the question, Gary, but really right now we're just focused on this game and, whatever we have or haven't done. Maybe some other time we can talk about that, but we're on the Broncos right now. That's all that matters is this game, not what did or didn't happen, however many years ago.
And if I can just follow up, I'm just asking you, that it's been nearly 10 years since you guys have won a Super Bowl. How does that affect you? Does that make you even hungrier or more committed to try to get another
win? Every time we go out on the field, we expect to win and we prepare to win. So it doesn't matter whether it's a regular season game, postseason game, whatever game it is. We take the same approach to every game. We expect to win, we prepare to win.
Bill, could you talk a little bit about LeGarrette off the field in the locker room in meeting rooms? I know that Tampa had some issues, I guess, with the party meetings. Was that ever a concern, and how has he been on your team?
I think LeGarrette's, he's been great. He's been a good teammate. I think he has a good relationship with, all the players, coaches on the team, defensive guys, defensive coaches, defensive players, all that. He's a competitive guy. He wants to do well. He works hard at his game. He tries to improve. He has improved. He's done the things we've asked him to do. And, when a player does that, I don't think he can do anything but earn the respect of all the people around him. And I think that's what he's done. You get what you earn, and he's earned everything he's gotten. He's earned. Nothing's been given to him. He's earned everything he's gotten. So, and I think that's totally respected by everybody in the organization.
Two or three final questions here. Bill, the interior of your line was so effective offensively against Indianapolis. Can you talk a little bit about those guys? And a little bit about what Denver offers on the other side of the ball with defensive line?
Well, Denver's, really strong, on the defensive line. Obviously Knighton and Williams, two big physical guys. And they're hard to block in there. I think our guys have done a good job. That group's been able to, have continuity together. Logan, Dan, Wendy. They work well together. It's important, and that includes Nate and Marcus too, really, because on the offensive line, you have five guys to block five guys. That's what it comes down to. And if you include the tight end, you have 6 for 6. So, after the snap, those guys move, they stunt, the linebackers flow, so forth. So, our five have to get their five. We have to all see it the same way. We have to be in unison in our blocking techniques, our footworks, and our recognition of the defense after the snap, once the play unfolds, and those guys do a great job of that. They study together. They spend a lot of extra time in the film room communicating and watching film and making sure that, they see the games and the pass rush, the flow of the linebackers, stunts in the running game, all those things. And if one guy sees something, that he can alert somebody on the other side of the line of a twist or a stun or, something that they're doing that might affect everybody. So, their communication, the execution, and just everybody being able to see the game through one set of eyes is, it's so key at that position with that group, and those guys do a really good job of it. They have all year.
Bill, whatever is the case with Tom Brady today, do you have any reason to doubt his availability for Sunday?
We'll give you the injury report later on this afternoon.
Bill, though Denver did not have Julius Thomas in the first game, nonetheless, Tammy had a productive night for them.
He did.
Understanding the players aren't interchangeable and have different skill sets, did they utilize Tammy similarly to what they do with Thomas on a regular basis, similar routes and so forth?
Yeah, I would say that their offense is pretty – it's very broad. So, but if you watch enough games, if you watch 4, 5, 6 games, and you see their offense, and they, you just start to see some things repeat. They'll pick out maybe certain things they want to use in this game or that game. But over a broader look, they have their system, and they have some variations. But
Yeah, I would say overall, you know, they don't, you know, like put in 20 new plays each week. That's not really their thing. But they do have some, you know, they have some little modifications. They have a couple game plan things to attack each individual team. But I would say overall that, you know, Tammy and Thomas perform similar roles. And you're right, Tammy was effective. He had definitely had some production against us, and he's been very productive for him in a kicking game as well. But just offensively, you know, he's – and look, we saw him, you know, when he was in Indianapolis. So, you know, we know he's a good player. Thomas is obviously an explosive player, and so we're going to have to be ready for both of them. But do they basically do the same things in their offense? Yeah, I mean, yeah, I would say, you know, I mean, they split Tammy out against us. They split Thomas out, you know, seam routes and all that. So, yeah, I'd say pretty similar.
Last question in the back here.
Coach Belichick, the public imagination is fired up by what they see as another matchup by two elite quarterbacks, two very storied quarterbacks. After so many meetings, how do you prepare psychologically and otherwise for this? And what do you see in this context?
Well, I mean, we prepare for the Denver Broncos' entire football team. And obviously, Manning's a great quarterback. There's no question about that. But the Broncos are a good football team, and they're good on defense. They're good in the kicking game. They have a good running game. They have a lot of good receivers, a lot of good offensive linemen. So, you know, we've got to prepare for the entire team. And Peyton certainly is, you know, a key guy in it. And, you know, the offense runs through him. But we got to do a good job on everybody. And you know, he's as good as we're going to face, as good as we have faced. So, you know, it'll be a big challenge for us. I think our defensive football team realizes that. And, you know, we'll be out there Sunday to do our very best at defending not only him, but the other 10 guys that are out there with him. And they're all pretty good, too. So, you know, looking forward to the big challenge. We're looking forward to it.
What do you think about the fact that they're always compared, though, Tom and Peyton? Do you think that's
your job. All right. Thank you.